Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week we looked at the story of Ezekiel from the Old Testament, particularly the vision he had of God bringing a valley of dry bones back to life. A great analogy for what God is going to do in all of Israel and all of humanity. So we'll take some time to pray about that. If you've never prayed before, don't be too worried. It's simply talking to God. So I'll suggest some topics you can talk to God about and use the quiet pauses to actually say something to God about that topic, either aloud or just quietly in your own thoughts. To get us started though, we'll just take a moment of quiet to focus our thoughts on God. Well, we start by addressing our prayer to God, who's worthy of our praise and admiration. God who gives new life to even the most hopeless situation. Well, now let's confess the times where we've lost hope, where we haven't trusted God's ability to do anything, to bring new hope to our lives. Whatever that loss of hope has looked like in your life, just confess that to God now. Say sorry. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's give thanks that God has a plan. Even when we can't see it, when we've lost hope, God has a plan. God can bring even the deadest back to life. And that includes us. No matter how broken we are, no matter how little hope we seem to have, God can bring us back to life, can resurrect us. And that is a source of great hope. And now in supplication, let's ask God to breathe new life into us, into the dead, broken, dried out parts of our lives. Ask Him to bring new life through His Holy Spirit, made possible by the death and resurrection of Jesus. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We're getting near the end of our series on the Old Testament, a few weeks left, and then we'll enjoy a summer break where we focus back on the ideas of work and rest. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Saturday, make sure you take a day of rest, and then Sunday, it's a day for community. Try to spend some time with some other followers of Jesus on Sunday if you can. We don't have any family room services right now. They'll resume in the fall. So have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Bye. Thank you.